Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
Well, no, they can hear me. They can hear me, just not very well. It's over the phone. I'm on speaker, so, you know. You're not exactly by myself, but I would imagine that my voice is probably not a pleasant audio experience for our listeners. So I'm just going to chime in when I have something important to say. At least. Yeah, just a little bit. I am sort of here. No, oh no. All right, hold on. I'm going to go into another room while you talk about this. I'll be back in like 2 minutes. But there's a verdict. I saw that that lawyer that you were watching had a new video out, and she's on verdict watch. They should be. Well, that's because we have a biased perspective from all of the media that we've been consuming. If we were actually there in the trial, I feel like it's very, very different. Also, like, Johnny Depp has to prove, like, a lot. Like, it's very hard to win a defamation case in the United States. And I think that it should be. I still think that he won one of his lawsuits out of the three. But I still think that it's going to be a tough decision for the jury. I forgot which one, like, if without listening to it, I couldn't tell you exactly which one, but the lawyer that you were listening to, that we were listening to when we were in the studio that day recording, she had mentioned that she believes that there's going to be two of them that he just doesn't win because they're insanely hard to prove. However, the wording was legally, it had to basically do with, you know, the way that she, like, defamed him, like he just doesn't have enough there. But on one of them, which I believe is like the republication lawsuit, that's the one where she did the tweet, I believe she said that he, in her opinion, has enough to win the lawsuit in that case. And it's just going to boil down to that sixth question, whether or not they believe that, you know, whether the state, well, they have to figure out whether they believe that he hurt her or not. You know, that's going to have to be one of the first things that they decide. I think they're going to decide that he probably did not abuse her. And then they're going to have to decide whether or not, what was the sixth thing? I remember watching it and your lawyer was literally like, all right, there it is. That sixth question. That's the one that the jury's going to have to decide. That's the one that's going to make this whole thing. And I'm just like, oh my God, that's tough. I saw something and oh my God, it'd be crazy. Imagine if Amber and Johnny were just like, screw it, let's make a ton of money, let's star, both of us star in Pirates of the Caribbean 6 or 5 or whatever the next one is. Everybody would go to the theater to watch that. Like, that'd be insane. Amber Heard is like, I don't know, like the evil pirate and Johnny Depp has to stop her or something like that. Everybody would go to watch that movie. They would make so much money. She's going to be in Aquaman, I'm pretty sure. Did they really? Disney needs to take Johnny back. Yeah. That's sad. I have no idea. Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna miss Johnny Depp playing Captain Jack Sparrow. I love pretty much every Pirates movie. I've watched them all multiple times. That's what I'm saying. It's about him. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Within Brim Skin. This is Alex from Over the Phone. Well, you know what? I am recording, and the timer's set. I feel like I'm doing a better job than when I'm at the studio. I know. Did you still have them stuffed in your mouth when I came on air? I know. If we don't have you, I mean, this show is not going to go well. Man, I would have to plan, like, so much. I mean, I could do it, but, like, you'd have to give me, like, a few days of planning. Be like, all right, I'm going to talk about this, then this, then this. Yeah, well, that's my problem. I got you. Yep. The rookies. Smoke King. Did he bring it this time? Like, was it a lot better than last time? Okay. That sounds good. Yeah, they need to bring some ribs. That's weird. Yeah. I mean, that sounds definitely original. I mean, I'd be down to try it. It sounds really good. Yeah. Well, that's why you're a judge. Huh. I wish I would have. Megan unfortunately had work. She wasn't supposed to be scheduled for the weekend, but she ended up being scheduled, and I really didn't want to come without her. Like, that was like kind of the whole point was like the two of us were going to do something, you know, like a date thing for the weekend, and then, you know, without her being there, it kind of, you know, defeated the point. Mac and cheese. Actually, I had to, what is it? I had to help out at my house. My dad needed some help done with some work around the house, and so I went over there, and then they went to a party later in the day, and when I came home, I kind of just I took a shower, crashed a little bit, and then Megan and I watched more of the trial. We watched some movies, and then we went to bed. Yeah, that attorney, you had that attorney on, and I kind of got hooked from the day that we recorded. I forgot what we were recording that day, but whatever you had on, or I mean, I know who you had on, but I sent myself the link, if you remember, and we've been hooked on her ever since. I can pull it up on yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's crazy the amount of people that are watching her just for this trial. She I almost feel like she's gonna get her play button just because of the trial. Yeah. Oh my God. I'm enjoying the hell out of it.
Today's secret word is...
Okay. Of course. Right. I wish I knew. That's weird. I think that's the way that their employees are trained. I'm pretty sure it's in the employee manual. Yeah. I'm joking. Only if you wanted to press charges. Why was Langley arrested? Right. Baggage claim. I wonder what made that fight happen. That's so weird. Nah, it's okay. I mean, maybe we can do an update next week. You know, don't scour the internet for it. We'll see if we can find something later. I feel like it's going to be very hard to find. Yeah. So the employee was probably like, "Hey, sir, you can't use that." And he was probably like, "I do you know who I am? I can use this, maybe, I'm assuming." And then the employee probably. I'm not disagreeing with that. You can't use a wheelchair to transport your luggage. I'm not saying the dude deserves to get punched for using a wheelchair, but like, dude probably shouldn't be using a wheelchair to transport luggage. But like, definitely does not deserve to get punched for it. Definitely doesn't deserve to go to jail for it. Yeah, well, it's a stupid hill to die on in the first place. You know what he could have did? He could have called security. Could have been like, "Security, this dude's using a wheelchair to transport luggage. I tried telling him, your job now." Security would have dealt with it. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. What if we don't know? What if the wheelchair is in a spot where it's like easily accessible to people and like that's why it's there? I would imagine you're just not supposed to use wheelchair, but again, he should not deserve the punishment that is being sent his way. He didn't start the fight. He broke probably the smallest of regulation rules in an airport, and then the other employee aggravated the fight. Privilege images.